Shalom to all. Today's daf is Yerushalmi Chumash daf Samach Zayin, and we are starting about the fifth line with the words of Atanina and Reb Elazar Merchayev Karen V'Chaimesh and the Vilna source of daf. It's on Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph, about halfway through the Amud. And today's daf is sponsored by Lili Nishmas Mars Merim Sarah Bas Reb Yaakov Maisha. Her neshama should have an aliyah. So we had a machlokes in the Mishnah. If a bas kain married a pasul and then eats truma, is she chayev to pay just the Karen? That's the Chachamim, or is she chayev Chaimesh as well? And that's Rav Meir. Sadly, Mar asks. But Atanina, we learned in the Mishnah, Reb Elazar Merchayev Karen V'Chaimesh, Reb Yeshua Paiter. Reb Elazar is Merchayev Karen V'Chaimesh, and Reb Yeshua Paters. Now this refers to a fellow who thinks he's a Kayin. He's happily munching away on Truma. Let's say it's a nice, fresh Truma cinnamon bun. And then he gets a message that he's a Ben Grusher Ben Chalutza, making him a Chalal, which means that he wasn't allowed to eat that pastry. So Reb Eliezer is Machayev him Karen and Chaimesh, because it turns out that he's a Chalal and he can't eat this Truma, or is Reb Yeshua Pater? So the question is, it seems to be that Reb Yeshua is not like the Chamim or Rav Meir the Mishnah, because both the Chamim and Rav Meir are at least Machayev him a Karen. And over here, it seems to be that Reb Yeshua is not Machayev him anything. So we're going to provide two answers. Havan Bain Meimar, they want to say in the base Medrash, the Map Pligin, what's Machloikis over here? B'chaimesh. The only thing Rabbi Lez and Rabbi Shua are arguing in is in regards to the Chaimesh. Aval b'Karen, Rabbi Shua Maida. But in the Karen, Rabbi Shua agrees that the fellow would have to pay the Karen. And that would be just like the Chalm of our Mishnah. Or furthermore, we could say, Ma Puligin, what's the Machalikas? Lisha Avar, that's only in the past. Regarding the Truma that he ate when he still thought he was a Kayin, so that he doesn't have to pay for, according to Rabbi Shua. Aval Abba, but in the future, if he eats more, Afil Rabbi Shua Maida, even Rabbi Shua would agree that he would have to pay for that, because by then he already knows that he's a Chalal and he's not allowed to eat Truma. Now we continue to explain the Mishnah. We had said, Amachos Banav Kitanav Asavad V'chulu, and we're going to be focusing on the case where a person gave his avadim truma to eat. So we had said that the master has to pay for the karen, but the chaimesh doesn't have to be paid for, because the only one that has to pay the chaimesh is the one that actually ate the truma, and avadim don't have any money. They don't have any of their own possessions, because everything they have is really owned by their master. So in this scenario, the chaimesh wouldn't be paid. However, now the Gemara tells us, loy hispek hashalom ashen ishtachrer, naisein. If the master didn't have a chance to pay the kayin, and by that time he had already freed the eved, so the eved has to be naisein. It's the eved who has to pay for the karen and the chaimesh, because now he has his own possessions. He's a free man, so he has to pay for eating that truma when he was an eved. And furthermore, let's say he's still an eved, but he happens to have nechasim, he happens to have possessions that his master has no rishus in. And there's a possibility, it could be the master allowed him to have these possessions, and they're not considered the master's. So in that scenario as well, the eved would have to pay for the karen and the chaimesh. Then we go on to another case that's going to have relevant to this one that we just mentioned. Hey Chavida, how do we pass in the following case? Reuven shegazel mishimon v'achil Levi. Reuven stole something from Shimon and gave it to Levi, and Levi consumed it. And then let's say Levi paid Shimon back. So Yotze the Gzela, was he Yotze the Gzela? Meaning, was he Yotze paying the Gzela back? And now Shimon is not able to go to Reuven to be Tavea that Gzela? Or maybe not. Perhaps Shimon could go to Reuven and say, look, Reuven, you stole something from me. You have to pay it back to me. And pretend that Levi wasn't in the Cheshbon. So Gemara says, Tefluktu Reb Chiya Rabba Reb Yanai. This is Machlokes between Reb Chiya Rabba and Reb Yanai. This Pagan, they argue about the following case. Gozel Mafaitel Shezav and Nosa Lezeh. Reuven stole Shimon's garment and he gave it to Levi. Reb Lazar says, B'shem Reb Chiya Rabba, Metzin Min Arishain Ve'in Metzin Min Asheni. We're going to extract payment from the first one and not from the second one, which means the God of himself, Reuven, we're going to go to him and he's going to have to pay for this and not the second one, meaning we're not going to go to Levi, the guy that ended up with the coat. Whereas Samach Zayin on Beis on top, Rabbi Yechon says, B'shem Rabbi Yanai, Af Maitzim Nasheni, we could also go to the Sheni, we could go to the second guy, meaning Levi, the guy that ended up with the coat, we can extract payment from him. Now this seems to be very similar to the case from our Mishnah where the Baal Bayis gave Truma to his Eved and then he had freed his Eved. So how is that comparable? Instead of saying the Baal Bayis gave Truma to his Eved, we could say the Baal Bayis stole Truma from the Kayin and gave it to his Eved, and now the Eved was freed, so he has to pay. And the question is, does the Baal Bayis still have to pay, or is he putter through the payment of the Eved? But perhaps we could say as follows, according to Chiya Rabba, that the Nigzal can't go to the Sheni, we can only go to the Rishon, the Goslin, to collect, but not the Sheni, Levi, the guy who ended up with it. So that's mashma, that if the Sheni does pay, let's say Levi decides to pay Shimon for the thing that was stolen from him, that does not putter the Goslin, it doesn't putter Reuven, because the Sheni isn't relevant here. And so through our case, it would seem that the Kayin, even though he was paid by the Eved, he'd be allowed to go to the Baal Bayis and demand payment for the Truma that the Baal Bayis gave to the Eved. However, the Gemara says it's not a riot because of Reb Chiya Rabba Maidi, even Reb Chiya Rabba would agree that if it was already paid for, a second payment can't be demanded. Since it was already given, he was Yotze de Gzela. And all Reb Chiya Rabba was commenting on is before it was paid, who does the Baal Bayis go to? Does he go to the Goslin or does he go to the one who the stolen item was given to? So Reb Chiya Rabba says, you're only allowed to go to the Goslin and you're not allowed to go to the one who ended up receiving the stolen thing. But of course, Rabbi Rab would agree that if the fellow who received the stolen thing paid for it and he gave its value to the original owner, so of course that's considered payment and the gazel will not have to pay a second time. And it's the same thing over here. Once the Eved pays the Karen al-Chemish for the truma that he ate, even though it was given to him by the Baal Bayis will not have to make another payment to the Kain. Moving on to another Halacha, Halacha Gemel, the Mishnah tells as follows. Shtei kupas, we have two boxes, achsa truma, achsa chulin, one of truma, one of chulin. Shenofa sashal truma, sech achas mehen, and a sav truma fell into one of them, the ein yadul isma nafla, and we don't know which one it fell into. And the chulin doesn't have enough to be mevatel the truma. Sarei ani yomir, I say, lesech chuma nafla, that it fell into the truma, and that's because medoma is a dindra banan anyway, as we've spoken about previously. So therefore, in this case, we'll makel, and we'll say, you know what, the truma just fell into the truma, it wouldn't have a problem. However, let's say, ein yadul ezu hishal truma, ve ezu hishal chulin, we don't even know which box is truma and which box is chulin, and so each box is besafik. So l'chatchilo is not allowed to eat anything from any of the boxes. However, let's say, achal zachas mehen, pater. If he ate one of them, he's pater, because he could always say that it's really the chulin and it's not the truma. Vashnia noigba katruma. The second box has to be treated as if it's the truma one. V'chayev is b'chala. However, it's still chayev and chala, because there still is a suffix that maybe it is a chulin one. Divri Amer, that's Amer's opinion. Whereas Rabbi Yossi pater, Rabbi Yossi patras it from chala. Now, achal achar min ashnia, pater. Let's say somebody else ate from the second box, he's also pater. Because even though we're looking at the second box as truma, because the first box was eaten already, and we had said the first box was being looked at as chulin, still, since somebody else ate the second box, we say that, you know what? Maybe the second box was chulin, and we're going to make it with that second guy as well. Now, let's say achal echad min shnayin. One of them ate both of them. Not from both of them, but he ate the contents of both of the boxes. So then he for sure ate truma. The question is, how much truma does he have to pay? So mishalem kekana shebishtayin, he has to pay like the smaller one of both of them. So let's say one of them had 10 apples, and one of them only had 5. And so we're makel and we say that it was the 5 apples that were truma, and that's how much he has to pay. Now let's say nafal achas mehen lo secha chulin, with the contents of one of these boxes fell into chulin, and with the masan, it doesn't make him a doma, because again, we don't know which one fell in. Vashnia noigba kachuma, but the other one has to be treated like truma, v'chayav is b'chala, and it's chayav and chala, divrei Amir, that's Amir's opinion, Rabbi Yossi pointer, Rabbi Yossi paters. Now let's say nafal shnia l'makam acher, the contents of the second box fell into a different place, also in a masan. We say that it doesn't turn into medoma, because we're making, we say that maybe the first box is really the truma one, and this is the chulin one. Now let's say nafal shtei l'makam echad, the contents of both of these boxes fell into the same place, so then for sure there's truma in this mixture. But again, we don't know how much truma, so we say that it's going to be meduma only based off the cheshbin of the smaller one. So again, if one box had 10 apples and the other one had 5, so we're going to say that it was the 5 apples that was truma, and that's the way that we're going to make the meduma cheshbin. Now another scenario, Zaras achas mehen. The fellow took the contents of one of the boxes and he planted them. Pater, he's pater from treating whatever grows from it as truma, because we're megal and we're tailed by saying that he planted the chulin one and not the truma one. Vashnia nagbal kachuma, but the second one is treated as truma, v'chav is b'chal, and v'chav and chal, divra meir, that's Rameir's opinion. However, Rabbi Yossi pater, Rabbi Yossi once again paters. Now let's say Zara achers ashnia, another guy planted this second box, pater. He's also pater from treating everything that grows as truma, because we're making with him as well. Again, it's two separate people doing this with these two separate boxes. However, Zara echer ashtehen, if one person planted the contents of both of the boxes, so for sure he planted truma, but there's still a tzad that we're going to be making. But that was Shazari kala mutter. If we're talking about something that completely decomposes in the ground when it regrows, for example, beans and grain, the seed completely decomposes and regenerates anew, so then we're going to be makel with everything that grows. However, whatever she'ein zarei kala, aser. We're talking about something that doesn't decompose. For example, onions, the original thing still stays in the ground and just a new shoot grows from it, so then we have to be machmir and treat everything that grows as gidule truma, something that grew from truma. We're going to stop it for the day and pick up tomorrow with the Gemara, continue to talk about similar cases where we're makel. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.